By definition, Windows Presentation Foundation, or WPF, provides developers with a unified programming model for building rich Windows Smart Client user experiences that incorporate UI, media, and documents. I recently visited BizSpark One startup Immersion Digital in Orlando, Florida, to talk to them about their flagship product, Glow Bible. Glow is built in WPF and takes the experience of reading and learning about the Bible to a whole new level. Immersion Digital CEO Nelson Saba told me about Glow and how it was designed using Microsoft Rich Client technology.
We started redesigning that idea around the notion of creating a digital alternative to the paper Bible. So something that would be used as a Bible, but in a digital format. And particularly when you consider where digital technology is going, mobile technology, we felt that the time was right for that. And created Glow. And Glow is really this digital Bible that has rich interactive digital media and makes reading the Bible really an experience. And we fully use WPF to create a natural user interface that really has this zoomable interface everywhere you go on the product, where you're diving into the content, and as you dive into the content, you can experience in very immersive media, and it makes very engaging and very entertaining to actually read and learn the Bible. We won in 2010 Bible of the Year by the Evangelical Christian Publishers Association. They nominate a few products as products of the year, and at the end of the day, we won as the Bible of the Year. First time ever that a non-paper product wins that award. In our product, they proved to be a product that has a real good potential for education. Because at the end of the day, the reason why we use interactive digital media to communicate the Bible is to help you learn, is to create an engaging learning experience where you actively learn by exploring the biblical world and exploring the content in the Bible. So we want now, moving forward, to apply that to education in general, where we see that many subjects such as history, geography, could really benefit from a media-rich experience that helps you learn by exploring the world of that content. So that's really what we are about. We're about creating immersive experiences around a body of text that helps you explore and learn in a very active way and create very engaging experiences, very engaging learning experiences.
Great. And then, so...
this was very long.
That was great. How did you come to use WPF as your platform?
Well, we looked at many technologies out there, and really WPF was the only platform that we realized could be used to render that vision of, first of all, from the previous product that we developed, we realized that we were always dealing with vast amounts of content. You were talking about the entire Bible. You're talking about multiple translations. You're talking about study notes for every verse. You're talking about encyclopedias with thousands of articles, thousands of photos, thousands of works of art, virtual reality images. And navigating through all that efficiently is very key. I mean, people, they love the Bible because they know that it has answers for them, but they have a hard time finding them because it's so big, so vast. So what we wanted is to use natural user interfaces, and particularly zoomable interfaces, and really create a zoomable user interface that would allow you to, similar to when you use Bing and you zoom into the geography, and you can very, very quickly, you start with the whole world and you go to a continent, a country, a state, a city, mm-hmm. and very quickly, among probably millions and millions of streets, you find that one street and that one establishment. It's amazing how fast you can navigate through vast amounts of data. So zoomable user interfaces, they have that ability. And what we wanted is create a zoomable user interface that would implement actually the ability for you to zoom into the content based on five lenses. One geographical, like Bing does, but also chronologically, over a timeline that covers all of the biblical events. The other one, topical, where you have this zoomable cloud tags, where you can find everything that the Bible says about marriage, about parenting, or about parenting teenagers. So you can very quickly find what's relevant to you, even if you are zooming through this, thousands and thousands of content, you can really very quickly get what you want. We also had what's called this biblical ZY, where you have the entire Bible in front of you and you quickly zoom to the specific chapter that you want. So we really wanted to explore the idea of zoomable interfaces to the max. And WPF really allowed, had the infrastructure for you to do something that robust. And then we were able to create what's Glow. It's really founded, the foundation of Glow is this layer called the zoomable user interface layer that allows you to manage all of these, you know, vast amounts of data very efficiently through these five different lenses.
Mm-hmm. How did you come up with the idea of the timeline? Because to me, that's one of the most unique, you know, pieces of the product, where you look at it and you say, this just makes so much sense.
Yes.
to have a timeline, because a lot of times you read and you think, when was this? What is this in relationship to? What, you know, what happened before this? What happened after this?
Exactly.
And it's so easy to see when you look through the timeline. So what gave you the idea for the timeline? I hadn't seen that in a product
before.
Well,
when you're reading a text, a lot of times you want to know, well, where did that happen? And even sometimes the text mentions a location or doesn't mention a location, but you want to know the context.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know more about the context, where that happened, what was the culture at that time, what period was this, and where in the world was this located. So what we allow in the product is, doesn't matter where you are, you can make a selection, and then you say, okay, send that to the Atlas ZY, to the Atlas lens, and you will see that text reorganized based on the locations that it relates to. Or you can say, okay, when did that happen? Send this to the timeline, and it will send that content. It could be a bunch of verses, could be an entire chapter, could be the entire book. And then you will see that book be distributed over time, so you will know when each one of those key events happen over a timeline. And the timeline, just like the Atlas, is zoomable. Because you look at this timeline from, you know, creation to, you know, today, and there are like 6 or 7 major events. You start diving into one of those, you start to see more and more and more granularity until you can literally zoom all the way to, let's say, for instance, in the crucifixion story, almost down to the hour. So it's really nice because this whole concept of a zoomable interface where you get some context, you start diving, you get more context that helps you dive even further until you get very quickly to what you want on a timeline, works really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the topical. The topical is another, I think, very innovative idea. You have cloud tags that are zoomable. So you start with a cloud tag that says, you know, life, and then you zoom into, you know, my relationships, marriage, parenting, and then you zoom into parenting, like I mentioned before, parenting teenagers. You can also find on finances and all different kinds of topics, and it depends on how much detail you want. You can also, you know, navigate to the level of detail that you want, and then you select all those topics underneath what you consider to be the level of detail you want, and you can see the results, or you can organize your reading of everything that we selected on our customizable reading plan, where you set a time period and hours a day and stuff like that. So it's the whole idea of making a text that everybody believes can help them, making it more relevant by making it relate to your life. We tell what are the passages that relate to this topic, that may be an interest that you have, you're about to become a parent, a challenge that you're facing in life, finances, and then we give you all the passages that can help you and organize your reading and your study. And at the end of the day, what we're making that book relevant to you.
And one of the things I think is really interesting about the way you've done the product is that the product can be shown full screen.
Oh, yes.
And it works almost like it's a PowerPoint deck, almost like it's the actual, you know, there's nothing getting in your way of using it in a presentation and having it be the focus of the presentation. And so, you know, in education, to teach someone anything, it's great because it keeps them really focused on the content, you know, rather than anything else that's going on. So
yeah.
It kind of fits right in.
That was very intentional.
Mm-hmm.
What we call the administrative clutter, we wanted to stay away.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times when you're using a product, all you see is a little tab that has our Glow logo and some minimal amount of functionality on the top bar, very minimal. We try to always minimize that. And if you need to do stuff, you just click on that tab and this slider comes, and there you have a lot of options. But we try to really minimize the user interface interference with the user experience. Even when you look at our product, a lot of times you don't see almost any controls. When you mouse over certain areas, then controls appear, because if you're mousing over that area, you may be interested in doing something. But we always worry about minimizing the amount of clutter that the user interface creates. One of the nice things about a natural user interface is that it kind of blurs the lines between content and interface. It kind of becomes one and the same. Natural user interface is creating software that behaves like real-world objects. Well, when you do that, you naturally have to blur the line between the two. And we not only blur that line, as much as possible, we take the interface away completely, so that it really feels that all you're doing all the time is dealing with the content in a very intuitive way. If you learn how to work with Glow in one screen, that knowledge you apply through all of the screens in the product. This notion of selecting some content and then being able to send it to another lens. Let's say I'm in the Bible, I select four chapters and I send to the timeline, or I send to the Atlas, or I'm in the topical and I want to see the passage that relate to that topic, I send that to the Bible. So all that works across the board. It doesn't matter if you're inside the Bible page or in a zoomable interface, those ways of selecting, zooming, sending to a lens, because they were implemented at a very lower level, right above WPF, so that it's a layer of functionality that's available to everything that is above it. So that's why there is a very homogeneous and an intuitive way that once you learn one screen of the product, you apply that through all of the other screens. And in our design, we were very much concerned about being very minimalistic about how much the user interface would interfere with the user experience. Our product, you can see very easily, is very concerned with user experience. It's really the
I noticed too, it looks like you designed it for touch.
Oh, absolutely.
So this is something that not a lot of companies are, well, they have to build a new product basically to do this, but you were able to do that because, you know, you started that way.
Yeah, if you design for touch, and even worse, multi-touch, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you design for multi-touch, it will work with the mouse. But if you design for the mouse, good luck with that. Mm-hmm. It's not going to work with multi-touch. And this was probably the biggest bet we made. This was back in May 2007. And there were no slates out there, you know. And that's the bet we made. We made the bet that slates would come out, they would be multi-touch, and they would be a game changer, you know. And now we see that happening. We see slates having a growth curve that is more like the growth curve of mobile devices, cell phones and smartphones, than the growth curve of PCs. And I think that, you know, prices are only going to go down, and these are going to become the most, you know, usable type devices, in my opinion. Much more so than laptops and desktops. You know, that's a bet we made back in May 2007, but then it proved to be true. And now we learned a lot more about it, and the way we see today is desktops, laptops, great for content creation. Slates, amazing for content consumption. And that makes us kind of like design the functionality that we focus on a desktop, laptop versus the functionality of the slate. For instance, we have the ability for you to create reading plans on the laptop, on the desktop. That's where you do the content creation. That's where you go and you go through this process of selecting all the passages that relate to parenting teenagers in the New Testament. You create a reading plan that you want to do 5 minutes a day. So you do that on your laptop, desktop. Then you get your slate, and that's where you're going to do your reading plan. You know, whatever place you are in the subway, and you're going to be able to do that reading plan. So one is more for content consumption, the other is more for content creation. That's kind of like how we try to divide the line in terms of what emphasis we put in one versus in the other. But at the end of the day, I believe that we do most of the time, we do content consumption. And the convenience of doing content consumption with a mobile device that is 7-9 inches diagonal, and it's light. It's so much greater than having to carry a laptop that I believe, you know, they will not only be adopted by even people in business, let alone, you know, the kids out there in elementary school, middle school. And that's where I see that there is a nice synergy between our product and education and how slates can play a really, really significant role in that field.
Sounds good.